Tim, can't hurt.
Yes.
Huso Bio. Talk again. Why did you start this business? How much experience do you have? Thank you, Jack. And what? Why should our listeners be aware of your company?
Okay. So I've been in the service industry since 1996. And the reason why the reason why it was started was me and a lifelong friend had assisted a neighbor of mine after a suicide. We performed the cleanup. And during that cleanup, that's when we realized that this type of service was necessary and needed. And so that's why we started it.
And how long have you been in business under your own flag?
So this company, Huso Bio, was started in July of last year.
Okay.
So the first company that I had owned, we had sold to a private equity company in 2012.
Okay.
And so
the non-compete ran out, and you're free to go and be a free agent.
Yes.
So you started back up again. You service how many states?
So right now we service 3 states: Illinois, obviously, Indiana, and Wisconsin.
And you work 24 hours a day. There's no days off for you. There's holidays, weekends, New Year's, everything.
Yes. 365 days a year.
Okay, so walk us through a typical call. 25% of your calls are just natural deaths, right? Somebody passed away in their home, and you know they might have gone to work, and nobody's seen the employee for 3-4 days. They send somebody over, the cops probably, to do a health and wellness check, and Sally or Johnny, you know, had passed away, expired due to natural causes.
Yep.
What happens during that time period?
So roughly a little bit over 50% of our cleanups are unattended deaths.
Oh, I'm sorry. 50%. My bad.
A little bit over 50. And then about 20% or so are suicides. And then from there, it kind of breaks out with homicides, industrial accidents.
Sure.
And just other types of accidents that occur.
So let's cover the 50% of somebody who has a loved one that passed away and their body has been was left alone for more than 24, 48, 72 hours. Yep. Walk us through that situation.
So usually we get the phone call.
Who calls you?
The customer, usually.
A family member
will give us a call. Sometimes there could be a neighbor that's assisting the family, because these are traumatic events that the family's going through. So people do try to assist them. But we receive the phone call in regards to what had taken place. At that time, we go through a variety of questions for that customer. One of them is, have the police been involved with an investigation? Because we always want to make sure that if they were involved, that the investigation is done. So once we've clarified all of that, we will schedule a time, and then we will head towards that house or business to perform that service.
So not only removing the body, because you have to get the body to a funeral home, I would assume.
Yes, and that's usually performed either by the coroner's office or some other body transport service.
So the body has already been removed.
Yep.
The person who has passed away. I know we're talking about morbid stuff, but it's like Schluter says, death's 100% certainty. Okay, we're all going to die. All right, so let's just get that out of the way. All right, except for Leahy, because he's 140 years old. He was telling me about talking with Sherman at the battle, at Atlanta, and he was going over all the different strategies that they were going with General Sherman back in 1850s. But I digress. We're all going to go, okay? And one of these days, you're going to find a loved one or your neighbor or somebody who has passed away in their home, and nobody has found the body for more than 5 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. So things happen to a body once the heart turns off. Walk us through a cleanup scene.
So as a body lays there, again, there's a variety of environmental issues that we deal with. Heat and humidity will cause a body to decompose at a faster rate. So depending on how long that body had been there and some of the environmental concerns that we deal with will determine the severity of that scene. But a body that lays there for more than a couple days could expel a tremendous amount of fluids, and those fluids will penetrate all the surfaces of that house. It will go through the carpet, it will penetrate the subflooring, it could go through floorings and end up in other rooms. So it can create quite a lot of damage to that home.
And we're not talking putting on rubber gloves with your handy wipes and a bottle of vinegar and water. We're talking heavy-duty industrial chemicals to clean your home.
Absolutely, yeah. No, our chemicals are very specific for this type of service, from our degreasers to our disinfectants and then deodorizers. So they are very specific.
How long does it take for a typical cleanup? Somebody passes away in their bed 3 days in the summertime.
Our average time at a job is it falls right between 16 and 24 hours.
Holy smokes.
But that's with three technicians there.
So it could take up to 24 hours to do a thorough cleanup.
Yep.
Do you offer any type of certification when your cleanup is done?
Yeah, so we do testing when we're done. So we have what's called ATP testing, where we can come in and validate that all the surfaces that were affected have been thoroughly cleaned and that there's no microorganisms or anything left behind.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, Tim. Then we're going to come back. I want to bring Dave into this because typically, when somebody passes away, there's a piece of property, either a rental that needs to be re-rented, right? Rented again, put on the market, or a piece of property, Dave, you've been in 30 plus years in practice. You've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of situations where a family member passed away and then they have to sell the house. Well, you're not going to sell the house. It's kind of like not having permits. If you've got biohazardous body fluids and fecal matter there, you've got to get it cleaned up or else you're going to have major problems down the road. And I want to get into the legal side of it since we are a real estate show. It's, you know, we're not like a death show, but we're talking about death because it's part of life. I know that doesn't make any sense. I mean, I'm waiting for Leahy to throw in some inappropriate comment.
Death and taxes.
Death and taxes.
A neighbor's going to lean over the driveway and say, you know, they lost their mother a month ago.
Right.
And then they're going to go, wait a minute, we're still in attorney review. Then we get his certificate, end of issue.
Well, that's what we'll talk about in more detail. Okay, Tim, if our listeners want to reach out to you with questions, what's the best number? We'll come back after the break. But you're new, I want to get your number out there.
Well, the best way to reach us actually is through the website. And
okay.
That's to go to HusoBio.com. And
spell
that's HusoBio.com.
One more time.
It's HusoBio.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more. With Tim, I'm going to try it again. Reifsteck.
Correct.
Ha! Lay, you owe me $6. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Can you take a picture, Joe, and send it to us?
You want me to do what?
I could when I get home.
Where are you at now, Joe?
Yeah, where are you at now, Joe?
I'm in a friend's house about 10 miles away.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you at your friend's house?
Yeah, what are you doing at your friend's house, Joe?
Nothing you need to worry about.
I'd rather not talk about it on the radio.
I had a feeling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 773 texter here, Tim. Used to work for your guest Tim and his at his other company that he used to own with his brother Brian. Brian was my boss, and I had a few interactions with Tim. I want to say that they are class people all the way. They really care about their customers and the service they provide. They also value their employees and actually listen to their employees' ideas as well. People will not go wrong in using his company. I wish him all the best. So there you go. Here's the text. They printed it out so you could give this individual a call after the show. Let's talk about the expense of the disposal, because you and I had some interaction prior to the show, and I was not aware of this, and I'm sure our listeners were not aware of this. Who covers the cost to do the cleanup after a body is found in a home?
Yes. So a majority of the time, more than 95% of the time, who actually covers our costs is the homeowner's insurance or the business insurance, depending on the situation that we're dealing with.
Did you know that, Leahy?
I did not.
That Schluter?
I asked it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I knew the guy you were removing couldn't
pay. You know, he likes hearing his name. I like hearing that I have something going on upstairs.
Okay. So the homeowner's insurance or the business, if somebody passes away at a business,
yep,
you know, industrial accident or, you know, whatever happens, you know, 300 ways you could get killed at a business, you know, lose your life at a business, the business insurance or the homeowner's insurance covers it. Is there any exclusions to that?
Yeah, so the only time we really get into issues is if it's considered neglect. So something like a hoarding situation, those are not covered by the insurance policy. And that's left up to the family.
And I'm going to bring Schluter in on this. The disclosures, right? I have friends. Yes, I do. Lay's like, I object. I've got friends when they're out buying homes, ask this question on every home that they go into.
Yep.
Has anybody died in this home? That is a very important question. You could have realtors out there back me up on this. 312-981-7200 text line. Text in. They will specifically ask, has anybody died in this house? Is that, do they have to disclose that, Dave?
No, the current 23 questions, it does happen to include question 23, which says, has this been a meth lab in the past? But the violent act that happened, or scary act, or sad story, or whatever, is not on the disclosure form. But you're right. Everybody asks.
So now we were talking about the distinct smell that comes with a decaying body. And if you walk into a room and you've ever had that experience, I've never had that experience, thankfully. But those that have had that experience, can you walk us through that?
Yeah, so it's a very putrid or pungent odor, especially when you're dealing with an unattended death. And the longer that body lays, the stronger that odor is. And often, one of the things that we have to deal with, whether it's the initial family or it could be a neighbor, a tenant, is called isosomatic smell. And that's where, because they smelled that odor that was present in that home or that unit, that apartment,
sure.
Whenever they enter that, they will always associate that area with that odor.
Even though you have done a biohazmat cleanup.
Yep, even though we've removed everything.
312-981-7200. I'm a real estate agent in the western suburbs. Had a client live by himself, pass away of natural causes in the house. Was weeks before family members found him. Bio cleanup of the house and home restoration totaled $60,000, and the home insurance paid it, according to our texter here from the 630 area code. Who would even think about this if we didn't talk about it on the radio? Yeah. I had no idea. I was truthfully excited to have you on, because people pass away every single day. Somebody just died right now, okay? I mean, it happens all the time. You know, Leahy, okay, you're still there. We still have a heartbeat. The Chicago police are knocking on, are waiting on the 18th floor with handcuffs and zip ties. I prefer the zip ties because the handcuffs leave. I'm allergic to metal around my wrist. Around my ankles is another thing, but I knew you were going there. I knew you were going there. I beat you to it. But this could be a very, very, very traumatic. Somebody just passed away.
Yes.
And you do a health and wellness check. I'm sure cops are a large source of your referral business.
Yes, that's who we really depend on getting our name out there. Our first responders. So police, police, fire departments, coroners, funeral homes, those that deal with the family immediately after the situation had occurred.
So we talk about this all the time. Nobody wants JC Restoration on their speed dial because you never thought you're going to have a mold challenge or a fire or a water damage. But you need to have Blue Sky Restoration. I'm sorry, they were acquired by Blue Sky. Nobody wants Blue Sky in their house. Okay, nobody wants their house to burn down, and then you need a board up company to come, and then you need a cleanup company to come, then you need a restoration company to clean up all that water and all the soot that just happened to your beautiful single family house that you've been living in for the past 30 years. Nobody thinks about somebody passing away in their sleep. It happens all the time, right? And then you get up, go to work, and you think your partner's sleeping. Well, guess what? Your partner's permanently sleeping, and now you're going to come home, and the partner's still sleeping. And you've got a very, not only an emotional traumatic event, you got to clean up your house.
Yes.
Right? And you do all that.
Yes, we will take that. All of the fluids that are present is going to be removed. It's going to be boxed up as biohazard waste. It's going to be disposed of properly. And we're going to begin the house to put it back into its original condition.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. If our listeners want more information, what's the website?
It is HussoBio.com. So that's HUSO Bio, BIO.com.